There is a lad in our town, a proper handsome youth. He is a carpenter by trade, I tell you but the truth. There is a lass in our town, to him a wooing came. Give ear and listen unto me, and I'll declare her name. She's a proper handsome lass, complete in every part. She told this young man such fair tales, she thought to win his heart. She came to him both night and day, as plainly doth appear. His name is Richard, and she said she loved him most dear. Her name is Pretty Kissing Bess, a comely lass but brown. She is a kind and loving lass, as lives in Portsmouth town. But I have heard it often said of all the neighbors by, although she follows him so close, still he does her deny.
Ah, why do you, hard-hearted, prove and never grant me rest? Give me one word of comfort now, to ease my troubled breast. Alas, 'tis you alone that can my help procure. 'Tis you yourself that made the wound, and none but you can cure. Alas, my dearest love, she said, you do not know my smart, that I endure for your dear sake, a meat will break my heart. 'Tis for your sake, good sir, indeed, that I these pains endure. Unless you help me in my need, I can't expect a cure.
The thing it is so great, he said, that you of me do crave. Then take this for an answer flat, my heart you cannot have. A carpenter's heart is too small your lofty breast to fill. You said you'll have 40 for a groat, in that you did do ill. No more of comfort can I give, I still too near you keep. Goods farthest fetched and dearest brought may lull your sense to sleep. But since you made so slight of me, I'll be as slight to you. Such scornful and pragmatic dames perchance yourselves undo. Sweetheart, you know it cannot be, alas, I am too young. And to a married state I know not what thereto belongs. You say a collier needs must be a favourite in thy breast. But as I am, I'll still be free, my mind is still expressed.
Indeed, good sir, it is not so, a collier I defy. And you will quickly break my heart if you do me deny. Therefore come help me in distress, so strong is my desire, that I do burn in fiery flames and feel love's scorching fire. Alas, good sir, now will I stay this 7 years for your sake, And if you prove but kind to me, my vows I ne'er will break. Let gentle Cupid bend his bow, and with his nimble dart so penetrate that you may know the pains of lover's smart.
Oh, nevermore expect from me a kind glance from my eye. I hate blind Cupid's cruelty and must your suit deny. But what of me you seem to crave, you never yet shall see. For till I'm laid in my grave, my fancy shall be free.
This damsel then did trembling stand to hear this young man speak. Alas, said she, what shall I do? With love my heart will break. And therewithal she wrung her hands, her color came and went. By which you well may understand what true love's passion meant. Her cherry lips that were so red did wax both wan and pale, and for the sorrow she conceived, her vitals they did fail, and falling deep into a trance for half an hour's space, the young man with an aching heart beheld her lovesick face.
He, seeing of this sudden change, his heart began to melt. Full soon the heavy wounding smart of Cupid's arrows felt. This pain he could not more endure, but went to her in haste, and kindly in his loving arms this damsel he embraced. My dear, said he, content thyself to end all further strife. As soon as e'er my time is out, thou shalt be made my wife. Thus you may see when Providence a marriage doth decree, that they shall meet in spite of fate, and cannot hindered be.